This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053. This was going to be an official prediction for the Mavs and the Stars. It might change to just my disappointment with what happened for the Stars last night. And that's reflected by what I originally put out in my run sheet. But it's also a shout-out Friday from the 682. Can I get a shout-out? Birthday shout-out to Mia. Her birthday is tomorrow. She turns 7 on 420.
Blaze it.
No, she is 7. Maybe
later. Do you
have
to fire it up? I mean, there's so many options now.
That's true.
There's like, and so I do wonder if that has the same connotation. Like if, because a gummy's going to hit, what, an hour later, 40 minutes in.
But can you say 420 and take a gummy?
Because 420 is the best time to smoke, is what they say. All right. That was the idea behind that was, hey, it's 420 and everybody goes, right? So, but if you're not, if you hit the gummy, that's going to be 40 minutes. It's already 5 o'clock by then. I don't know if it does the same. It was something about the sun and the planets, Kevin. So I have questions about that. But
honestly, I just like saying blaze when people say 420. Oh. Just like when people mention a certain number, I like to let you know that it's nice.
But
and also, maybe this person wanted to play this birthday clip for his daughter.
Crap. Happy birthday.
I gave you enough time where you could clip
Happy
it off
birthday,
before.
Mia.
I did want to ask a question about one of the texts, Kevin, from the 254. Man, I listen all day, every day. I'm your number one trollo, LOL.
Oh,
so here's
that.
The thing. So we have YOLOs and we have TWOLOs.
We got TROLOs.
Do we have TROLOs also? Is this a new thing that I didn't know about?
No, you're familiar.
That's that one candy, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you pull out the little thing with the copper wrapper. You undo it. I lost what I was looking for.
Yeah, it really lost.
Shut up. Shut up. I know that. I already said that. Shut up. And then it's chocolate and caramel.
Dang, dude.
Sorry, you're right in the sight path
yell at Mike like
of
that,
where
Reggie.
Mike sits. And so I'm just used to turning my head this way.
No wonder Mike left.
To tell somebody to shut up.
He's like, I'm going to go to Detroit, get away from this guy.
Makes a lot of sense. Even Atlanta.
He'll be back on Monday.
What?
Probably.
Do you really think he's coming back Monday?
Yeah.
You really not convinced. You really think Mike.
After going on this trip,
he's playing golf right now, is like, you know what? I can't wait to be back in that chair next to Kevin.
He'll be back, and I think we should start a new segment called Counter Program Mike, where he gets to respond to all the things TV Mike said and how he disagrees with that.
Is this your real thought?
Yeah.
You play it and
I'm
he's
telling
like,
you.
Oh, man,
yeah.
I really would
love for that to be a segment. For the 940. Can I get a shout out to my wonderful fiance, Macy? She's working from home and is nice enough to bring my forgetful self the lunch I didn't bring to work today.
Okay.
Nicely done, Macy. Congratulations on y'all's upcoming nuptials. I want to talk about the Stars a little bit here. We'll get an opportunity to dive into the Mavs a little bit more as well. I am displeased by the results in the NHL last night. Specifically, two results. All the Las Vegas Golden Knights had to do was win against a crap team.
Okay.
To ensure that the Stars would play the Kings.
Who, the Ducks?
Or all the Kings had to do, they played their own crap team. And they coughed up the lead in the third period only to pull their goalie, tie the game with about a minute and 20 seconds left, which reassures they overtake Vegas, which means now it's Stars and Golden Knights in the first round. Do you think I'm overreacting because the Stars are the best in the West and they still might be the best team in the entire NHL? And so you can play whoever, or are you also concerned with me about having to play Vegas as opposed to the Kings?
So I was listening. Man, it's interesting. Alex Faust has a lot of information about baseball, but he's also a big hockey guy.
See, we could have had him on all the shows.
Yeah, and he had some really good thoughts on the Knights and Stone coming back and being, you know, not maybe 100% Stone. Man, what a cool thing to be able to say about yourself. I'm not 100% Stone right now. I guess
just a little buzz.
Let right? other people say that about you.
That's the theme of the segment, Kevin. You established this.
This is supposed to be a birthday shout out for a little girl.
So I guess there is that part of that to go along with it. But Kevin, I really do think this Stars team is completely different. They went two different directions in my mind, the Knights and the Stars. The Stars look like they got better and the Knights didn't go up to
early
snow.
In the season, the Knights once again look like the best team in the NHL.
But they slipped off. So I have questions about, are they about to be a hot team throughout this playoff? I will look at your bracket you've been trying to look at all year.
Yeah.
Did we get the death pool?
This is not my preferred.
Colorado.
Or Winnipeg. Look, Winnipeg is so confusing because they went from being the worst team in the NHL just in terms of losing streak to the best team in the NHL possibly going into the playoffs. Now they play Colorado, and I would theoretically think I still want Winnipeg to lose because I like that matchup better. But then again, the last time you played Winnipeg, you lost, and the last time you played Colorado, you won. So I have very conflicted feelings about the playoffs going in, except I know the Stars are awesome, but I also prefer the path of least resistance.
And that's where I am right now with the Stars. I've been saying this. Kevin, this is the best part about being where I was a couple days ago. I don't care who you're bringing up
to
me.
I get that.
I got to beat you anyway. So you guys, y'all are lining up to beat me is really what's happening here. And that's what everybody wants to try to beat the Stars because the Stars are the favorite right now. So, no, I know last night was fun and maybe you're rooting for a good matchup here and there. But, man, sometimes who was the backup center for Philly said we wanted the Knicks because they're the easier matchup for us. And I was like, dude.
Is that Paul Reed?
Yeah, Paul Reed. Paul Reed said, yeah, we like that over the Celtics because the Knicks are the easier matchup. Sometimes that could come back to bite you in a way you did not expect. So,
Kevin,
however... Are you about to however me?
No, I'm not. Oh, I'm not concerned very much at all. Like, I felt like this Stars team is pretty well balanced is really the thing that I keep coming back to.
Fair.
Looking at, you have what, six guys that scored 20 goals?
Eight.
Okay, wow, I shorted them too. Right?
Ooh. Like, ooh, actually, you know what?
Oh, you know what I did?
Let's see if you can make up for that.
Oh, God.
Can you name the eight players that have scored 20 or more goals for the Stars?
I can name three.
I can name five.
All right, I'll let him do it.
All right. So, obviously, Jamie Benn. I should have started with Robertson. Robertson had the most points.
Did he?
Yeah. Didn't he?
Well, you changed it to points then.
Yeah, that's why I was being correct, Kevin. That's typically what happens.
I appreciate that. Gosh,
when Razzie talks.
He was trying to pounce on me. Like, I feel the mic energy. Am I mic now? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
I don't
because
like the
you're just in the path.
Mike.
Because of the path.
This is a lot.
Right.
This is a lot.
I might need to take a gummy
but
and relax.
That's right.
You can have a lot of fun though.
Okay.
So if you if you want to just derail something, Kevin can't control it.
I like this possibility. All right.
You know I'm here for it.
That's fine. Robo, Wyatt Johnson, Stankoven was up there. He wasn't? You said eight, right?
Mm-hmm. Duchesne.
Duchesne was that.
Yeah,
are you guys combining forces now?
Yeah.
Duchesne is correct.
I already mentioned Ben.
Yes.
Marchment.
Yeah. Good call. Now I'm thinking defensemen because that was the number that I was when I said six. I meant six defensemen, and now I'm thinking about defensemen.
Miro? Did Miro get? Did he get 20, Kevin?
I don't think he did.
Pavelski.
Yep.
Oh, that's a good one.
He's pretty good hockey.
You're going to kick redirects yourself and stuff. For at least one of these.
Of course I'm going to kick myself.
Did Sagan get 20?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Is that the one he would have kicked himself for?
No, I actually think it might be the other one.
Ottinger.
That is a name on the team.
Yes, that is incorrect.
Why? I'm not really standing up to the pressure right
Pence.
Now. Yeah.
Oh, dang it. You should kick yourself. And me.
I'm going to go do that right now.
Okay.
Me too. I'll be back, Kevin.
So if you talk about, I'm sorry, Reggie, and I did to run that little quiz. I did jump in on your point. I apologize for that.
No, but
about how balanced their scoring
for
is.
For sure, the scoring is balanced, and also like with the addition of Chris Tanev, like I think they're defensively much better equipped to handle more of these different styles of play. So it does feel like they're capable of winning in more than one way, or at least more ways than they were last year. So I'm in a better place, especially considering how well they played last year on the run that they had.
I agree. And if you just want to focus on the first matchup with Vegas, if you look at the scoring distribution, obviously the Stars can bring it from significantly more places in terms of getting goals. And then since Tanev joined the team, I believe their goals against has dropped by almost 0.9 a game, which is, that is a staggering drop right there to 2.17-ish, give or take. So you feel good about that. And then we just had somebody text in. I'm missing it because there's a lot of text. Oh, yeah, here we go. From the 972, Avalanche fan. Dallas is the scariest team in the West, even though I hate your entire team. Y'all are going to do some damage.
Everybody on the team?
That's right.
Wow. Dude, there are a lot of people to like on that team.
Think about it. You just broke off 8 people that have scored 20 goals. You brought up Miro, Thomas Harley, Jake Ottinger. We just talked about Tanev. So now you're up to 12 people that you've already liked. I think all of these players can make an impact. And we could go on, but the point is, that's a lot of players if they can make an impact.
Yeah, and there's two other things I'd like to kind of discuss if we have time for it. One is, I like this, to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Woo!
I don't know where I've ever heard that phrase before, but I like it. It's a good phrase. Yes. I'm going to start using.
You should. Just don't do the rest of what he did.
I think the Stars need to have that attitude. We're the one. Like, I really think they need to have that attitude of, we're the person you're chasing.
Fair.
That, because for this reason, I think the Knights are going to try to do things to get under your skin. I mean, it happened in the last series. Jamie Benn got kicked out of that game, 4 minutes in, not even, because they were kind of already a little frustrated trying to show aggressiveness. So I feel like the Stars need to have that mindset of, they're doing all this stuff. They're doing whatever they can to try and get to us. We can't let them know. We can't let it phase us. The King doesn't come down off of his throne for any reason. You guys are coming after us. So that's something that I hope they do. And then there was another thing, Kevin, that I wanted to ask, because I just don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Did Stars fans, did general hockey fans feel like Pete DeBoer was going to be able to do this again with the Stars? Because I think the general consensus is Pete DeBoer can get you to a place
to start,
and then and then it's done.
Yeah.
But can he revisit that spot again? I'm very happy he did that, and that Jim Nill put this team back out there. Now, obviously, playoff success is going to be a huge factor there.
That's a complicated question, because if you look at the track record of your coach, it doesn't always work out quite like this. And obviously, the playoffs haven't even started, so maybe it does work out exactly like this. But on the flip side, going into the season, there was a lot of steam on the Stars. And going into the Stanley Cup playoffs, there's going to be a lot of steam on the Stars. Somebody asked this question as well. They said, but why are we playing Vegas? They're not even the number 8 seed. Actually, I think under the old system, they still would have been the 8 seed. But remember, they switched it up. So you take the top 3 teams in your division. So we'll just use the Central. Dallas is C1, Winnipeg is C2, Colorado is C3. And then you take the best 2 teams outside of those top 3 pools, and they're wild card 1 and wild card 2, and you stay in your own division for the second round as well. So you won't necessarily advance to play the winner of 4 or 5. If the Stars win, they'll advance to play the winner of C2, C3, which is Winnipeg and Colorado. I understand that it's not everyone's favorite method of rolling out the playoff seedings, but
my brain still doesn't understand it.
And that's just where we are.
And you have a really good brain.
Here's what you need to know.
Top 10% brain.
If you play really the good Golden Knights, you will play Winnipeg or Colorado in the next round. Just focus on that for now. Because, I want to tell you, because then in the Western Conference Finals, you'll play a Pacific Division team. But not necessarily if Nashville just goes on a run. So there you go. There's some information for you. You guys are telling me, man, not to worry, so I will try not to worry.
Don't worry, dude. Look at it this way. Starting Sunday, DFW has sports every night but Thursday.
And you got the HR meeting that night. I shouted out for that the other day with the draft, the glorified HR meeting.
Oh, yes. Okay. I was HR meeting? I missed
Reggie
it.
Reggie was terrified. He was like, hold on, I haven't seen this email. When is our HR meeting? So, yeah, no, it's the draft.
That's right.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the NHL, or maybe the Coyotes, the Pirates, and Angel Hernandez. Again, do any of these folks deserve Forgiveness Friday? Do you? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's time for some Forgiveness Friday, and I might have already ended up on this list because...
What about Bobby?
Dude.
He's a perpetual on this list. Like, he's just...
So every Friday, we should just say, and Bobby, too, needs forgiveness.
Correct.
All right.
That is a fair point. I think Bobby's a funny guy. Sometimes, like, I really
don't do that. Don't go that far into it. Just leave it at that.
Oh.
Bobby is Bobby.
Yeah. Bobby is Bobby.
I do ask this question, though, Kevin.
Do I think the Great Gatsby is trash? Yes. That's what has Carter upset with me.
The book
Reggie.
Or the movie?
The book. I didn't watch the movie because I didn't like the book.
You might like the movie.
Oh, because then I can be like, oh, book's not as good as the movie.
Oh, yes. Yes. Or you could say both of them are trash and then everybody can be happy. I've always wondered this, and I asked Sean recently, and I want to know what you think, Kevin. Do you think Sean is more frustrated working with Bobby or you with Mike? I don't know that we ever got a real answer out of it for you.
I think...
And now that Mike's not here... And
I
not
think
listening.
Sean with Bobby, because Sean still seems surprised by things when they play out the way that they do. And I'm not surprised. It doesn't help when I sometimes get frustrated. But I'm not surprised. But I was like, I can't believe you said that. I'm like, I absolutely can believe that you said that.
Okay, that makes sense. So Sean keeps hoping for the best.
Yeah.
And getting the result he gets.
Now, if you need to shame me for that, yes, I'm not doing a bit. I do not care for the book, The Great Gatsby. It's no Pride and Prejudice. That's right. Scholars of literacy. No, literature. That's what I wanted to go with. If you need to be upset about that. 877-881-1053. I'm not even looking over there. Franklinfirm.com text line. I got some questions. Do you want to start with the serious one or do you want to get to the fun ones? The serious one is fairly noteworthy.
I just want the listener to know. The serious one is to get it out of the way so we can have fun for the remainder.
True.
Deal?
True. The Justice Department is going to be giving $100 million to the about 100 victims of Larry Nassar for the FBI's failure to properly investigate reports of Nassar's sexual assault against American gymnasts and others. You would think that's bad enough, but like obviously he affected a whole lot of people per the Wall Street Journal. So people came forward, multiple people came forward. Nothing got investigated, nothing got done about it. And so I get it, like they're trying to fix it with money. I do not believe that fixes it.
I still don't think that's enough, yeah.
I don't know. They also, in the original settlement with the legal cases against Nassar, they got $1 billion. But, like, where all of that money is coming from, I don't know.
Okay, I have a couple questions. I don't know if you can answer. Yeah, that's the question I had there. Where does the Justice Department get that money?
You. Me.
Okay.
All is from y'all?
No, well...
Good job, guys.
Taxpayers in general. Sounds like mostly from Mark Cuban this
year.
Yeah,
this is
fair enough.
This is our what we do with Odyssey, you know?
It's your one thing?
It's our one thing.
Oh, crap, I gotta do that.
Okay, well, and I really don't have that much of a problem with that. Like, I understand that part of it.
I will not give them any forgiveness because what purpose does the DOJ serve if not to, like, protect the people of, you know,
it's a good question.
The citizens of this country.
And yeah.
It's a clear failure of many people involved there. Obviously, like, you would not have stopped the initial, malfeasance of Larry Nassar, but there's clearly other victims that had to undergo things that they really shouldn't have because you did not pursue this early enough. So
absolutely.
There's that. Obviously, we can get down to Michigan State at a state level of, you know, where was the oversight in those things. But it really does stink. I'm happy to see that there's some level of attempt at reparations, but the fact that reparations are necessary really sucks.
The other question I had regarding that is, you remember the moment where the father was like,
yes,
hey, give me 5 minutes,
yep,
or 15 or whatever.
Yep.
And then they were like, sorry, no. And he was like, oh, well, I'm going to try anyway. And he went.
For sure.
Let's say, because this Fallout show really does have like
really good.
A lot of my attention right now. And so, and one of the things behind it is how many different ways people try to accomplish things. Let's say that judge did say, all right, go ahead. There are a lot of people out there that anyway, no matter yeah. what, are like, hey, badass that dude even tried that. Would have loved to have seen it actually accomplished. There are a lot of people that feel that way. But I am kind of curious, would that have fed into, you know what, it's okay to do that then? And is
yeah.
that, like, I know we're kind of like, hey, judge, why wouldn't you just let him? But also, we probably shouldn't.
Off the bench, I'm sure.
I don't know.
It's tough because
I don't want people just to be like, you know what? I do get to take justice in my own hand. But that dude did too. That guy right there across that's sitting up on the stand there, he took justice in his own hands by touching my daughter that way.
For sure.
And so that's where there's a lot of gray area, I guess.
And I understand the counterpoint is, well, there's, if you believe this, which I do, that there's ultimate justice coming for that person down the line. That's just really hard when your daughter or whoever
yeah.
is like saying, hey, I think my life is ruined or it might potentially be ruined because of this. Now, somebody texted this in and this was definitely on the list. The Colorado Rockies might need to ask for forgiveness because on a charter.
Oh my gosh. Is this real?
Yes. There's a video of it and everything. It is concerning that a member of the Rocky staff just jumps into the cockpit, or what, is it called the flight deck now?
Whatever. It says cockpit on this Denver Post story.
While in the air.
What are they doing, like seeing, getting the pilot's drink orders or something?
He just
like, what's happening?
Selfie?
I don't understand.
No, he was videoing the instruments and the pilots showing what they do and stuff.
Had some fun in the cockpit on our flight from Denver to Toronto. Thanks to the captain and the first officer of our United Charter that allowed me this great experience.
The flight was at cruise altitude, but United put out a statement calling this, quote, a clear violation of our safety and operational policies.
We're deeply disturbed by what we see in that video.
Yeah, so I don't know what the next steps will be. But yes, I would argue that they do need to.
So you're saying
be put up for this.
If I walked up to the cockpit, knocked on the door, and
don't
was like,
that.
Or if I, all right, flight attendant. There's some amazing flight attendants out there.
There.
And I said, hey, can you take me up to the cockpit and knock on the door? And because I want to fly the plane.
Okay.
I'm going up there. You know what? I'm going up there just to get my wings.
I think Marshall would take
you. Do not go up.
How did he get up there?
Don't go to a flight attendant and say, hey, I need you to take me to the cockpit.
I did not. My apologies.
No.
I was not thinking that way. I was, okay, we're getting on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because usually the pilot's got the door open, right? And the door's open. I kind of poke my head in there and I'm like, hey, do y'all have one of those trading cards?
Yes.
And then I say, hey, while you're at it, if you don't have the card, you mind if I come up here later and just see how y'all fly the plane? Maybe even sit in your seat later? They're going to tell me no?
Yeah, because it seems like this is like there's clear rules against this. And this is why, obviously, this is wrong. The part that I'm stuck on. Why are you putting evidence of your misdeeds on the internet? Like, why? What if, have we raised a generation of idiots?
Yeah.
Like, so many people are like, this is a thing that I'm not allowed to do, whether it's illegal or immoral or whatever. And they're like,
post
hey,
it.
Snapchat. What's up, Twitter? Instagram, look at this. And I'm like, guys, we can see y'all.
The dude's getting clout in the clouds.
Well, yeah, and how's that going to work out for you now?
He doesn't. He's not getting punished. And sounds like those pilots are going to get fired.
By the way, is it just United where they have the trading cards? That's a thing where pilots have trading cards of themselves.
Yeah, I think it's just Delta. Is it Delta
or
United?
Delta or United.
Dude, it's an airplane place. Boeing.
That is a great point. I don't.
Somebody said just sneak them a note. So like,
yeah, I'm sure that'll go well. No. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey,
do that.
Give this note to the pilot. Don't do any of this.
My phone number's on it. Just text me back.
No, don't do that. All right.
To the flight attendant.
Mm.
Let's go to the pirates.
Male or female?
You said the pilots?
The pirates.
Oh, okay.
I heard what you heard, though.
That's fair. All right. Do the pirates need more forgiveness for which one of these things? Do they need forgiveness for Aroldis Chapman for getting suspended for a couple of games for, quote, inappropriate actions?
Like what?
He was getting into it with an umpire.
I've seen Bochy do that.
Well, I mean, he did get kicked out of the game. Or do they need forgiveness for being too powerful in batting practice? Did you see that Joey Bart, who had gotten released by the Giants, we talked about, did you pick him up here? He got picked up by the Pirates, and he was in the bullpen catching when he got hit in the head by a batting practice home run.
No, that's part of it, man. You got to be aware of what's happening. You hear the crack of the bat, just pause for a second and look around. Although, the pitcher's not thinking about that when he's throwing the ball. So, I don't know, man. Nobody really deserves forgiveness here. Except for the hitter.
I mean, clearly, these things happen simultaneously so much. Is this just like a freak occurrence, or has this happened more often than we realize, or at least like the threat of this happening?
I think it probably happens more than we realize. I just don't know how often the players got hurt, you know, because the concern was like, Joey Bart sat out the last three games, and it might just be like that was the plan all along, or it might be because he suffered an injury when he got clunked. Like he was in in Looney Tunes or something like that.
I mean, remember when we were at the old stadium and Beltre hit that bomb and we were like, oh my gosh. And I walked out there and just picked the ball. It could happen. Batting practice happens, bro. From the 4-3-2, I love this. And from now on, this is all I'm going to do. Do you call shotgun when boarding the plane?
Okay. That's a bad idea. Just like
shotgun
from the 903.
Oh, crap, yeah.
This person says, I need forgiveness. Whenever you go on a plane, don't say the words, I'm about to blow up the bathroom. Don't ask me how I know.
You don't need me to forgive you. I imagine you got to forgive yourself on those hours of being detained.
All for a fart joke.
I don't think I've ever been detained.
I've been detained.
Yeah, that tracks.
I've been in situations where I was like, I should have been detained for that. I don't know if I have, though.
Good. That's nice.
Is it?
Is it not?
Don't I want to get the most out of life? I want to experience as much as I can.
I feel like our systems are failing. Detain that man. Next time you see Corey Majors, if you're out there and you're working at Love Field or DFW, when you see Corey Majors going through your airport, just detain him ahead of time. He's clearly done something wrong.
Thanks, Reggie. I appreciate you being on my side.
That's
man.
Right.
Huh. This is a really confusing turn.
I say it because I care.
By the way, I'm going to bring up Angel Hernandez again because after he personally screwed over Wyatt Langford, he had another subpar game when he called the Padres Brewers game. Even Ken Rosenthal was like, hey, you got to do something about this. And so poor game after poor game, lower percentage after lower percentage. I don't know if he needs forgiveness.
Reggie said detain that man. I'm sorry.
Because you said you haven't lived until you've been detained. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where the Commanders might suck, but they sure are efficient. Next on the Fan.
Adunze and Bernard. Penix wants to throw. Looking downfield. Looking. Takes a shot. Roman Adunze! Did he hold on? Yes, sir! Touchdown, Washington!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy. Let's start with a question from Corey.
I raised my hand, so obviously I had a question.
Yep.
We have Stephen Jones coming up here in about 15 minutes.
Correct.
Twolos and Tolos, how do you think it's going to go today? I'll hang up and listen. Kevin, how do you think it's going to go today?
Probably not great.
What?
Well,
are you still mad?
No, probably not great, because I was just going to bring this up, and I know, like, maybe people don't like this, but Clarence Hill with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram reported that Dak Prescott is cooperating and has met with the Dallas Police Department as part of the rape investigation.
Okay, yeah, that's part of it, right?
And I'm just telling you that factual information and not putting any judgment on it or anything else. Obviously, in addition, Dak Prescott has his own extortion lawsuit against the woman who has brought forth these claims. So, complex legal situation
and
update right
he's
there.
Announced his date for his annual football pro camp.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be his wife?
No, I think he means the date as in the time concept, not who he's taking.
They really should come up
maybe it was his plus one. I don't know.
Fair enough.
They should come up with different words.
The reason why I'm going to go with the time concept is because Tom Thumb and Albertson's Dak Prescott football pro camp in association with Procter & Gamble, man, that is a lot, is July 9th at South Lake Carroll. If you're interested in signing up, DakPrescottCamp.com. DakPrescottCamp.com.
The camp's presenting sponsor is Evermore, and the camp's event sponsors, Kodiak and Raising Cane's.
Man.
Anybody else?
That camp is going to be dope as hell.
It better be.
They got all these sponsors out there.
They better send you home with a player.
But in it, seriously, I'm confused by that.
Like
as, well.
as a parting gift.
You get a Carl Davis.
Yeah. Enjoy.
That kind of does check out. So
don't forget to take your overshow.
Honestly, I appreciate you'll get team photo, autograph, limited edition camp t-shirt. I appreciate that Dak takes the time and lends his name to stuff like this. Absolutely appreciate that very, very much. Thank you for bringing that up, Corey.
You're welcome. Wanted to talk about all things regarding Dak.
Let's go from that to, well, we're going to go to cut number 9 because the Lions, well, their new uniforms got leaked, and they decided to post a video of Alim McNeil, and I'll let him tell everybody how he feels about this leak.
Whoever leaked the uniform video, we appreciate it. We appreciate you ruining all the hard work we put in. Video coming soon.
And the Detroit Lions tagged this and said, "You have disappointed him." And so, definitely, I don't think he's lying. I just think sarcasm happening.
No,
right
he's a lion.
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah.
You've bested me this time, mm-hmm. Richie. Let's go from that to Zay Flowers. The NFL has found that there is insufficient evidence to punish Zay Flowers for the domestic violence investigation that took place earlier this year. So we want to make sure if we're going to talk about it at the front end, you get the resolution to it. The resolution to it for the NFL is they say insufficient evidence and Zay Flowers will be good to go.
All right.
Let's go from that to the Commanders. Hey, the Commanders have really locked in their stance on pick number 2. Adam Peters, their GM, said yesterday, "We feel great about staying at number 2. Don't see a lot of scenarios where we trade down." Now, to go along with that, for their top 30 visits this week, they made sure to have in Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, and Michael Penix, all as part of the group they brought in. So they still might not be very good, but I appreciate the efficiency of which they're getting this done.
So you feel like they're going quarterback there?
I would be stunned.
They need quarterback.
If they did not take a quarterback.
They need quarterback, right? Like, yes. Sam Howell's not quarterback.
Sure.
They need quarterback. I do question, though, whenever you're asked about that at number 2, and you're like, you say openly, "We're probably not trading down, sorry." Like, have you given, like, did you take something away from an option that could exist, though?
See,
look, we need quarterback, doesn't matter.
I get what you're saying. I wonder if they look at New England, who's positioning it as, hey, maybe we don't take a quarterback. And they're like, all right, somebody else has already taken up that space where they're like, hey, our draft pick is for sale.
You know, the other part of that too, Kevin, is your fan base, you want to be excited about something? Have the debate about which quarterback you're taking. Look, that's our focus. We're taking a quarterback. Y'all know it. Get excited because we're about to have a new era of quarterback here in Washington. So we're not even messing around with the goofy stuff. We're just focusing on this alone. Which one are you going to be most excited about? And we're going to get ready to rock here in our draft.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I understand why people and how people could be excited about the quarterback. Let's talk a little bit more about the NFL draft, though. What position will the Dallas Cowboys take in the first round?
I'll ask Steven in just a few moments. Okay. He'll tell us.
Before that, if you had to guess, before he definitely
offensive
tells you
line.
The answer, offensive line.
Offensive guard.
I'll go tackle.
Okay. Well, good news for you guys. You can just bet offensive lineman.
Nice.
That is the favorite right now at minus 175.
All right.
Versus defensive line, which incorporates edge, and linebacker at 4-1. So a pretty big favorite right there. And by the way, if you're curious, the Cowboys taking a quarterback in round one, 50-1. I kind of do want to ask that question.
We will. I have this when it comes to that kind of a thing right there. Because of Brian Broaddus and Bobby and Wolchuk in the station, how educated do you think Cowboys fans that listen to the station are about draft?
Last night's event felt like a triumph for the station. So
okay, I was like, oh no, is that a loss for us? No, yeah. It's a victory for us.
It felt like a triumph. That feels pretty positive.
Still, I don't know that I know what triumph exactly means.
He was the insult comic dog for Conan. Now, in other news, what was not a triumph was Jason Kelce losing his Super Bowl ring in Skyline Chili. We didn't get a chance to bring this up the other day. But now he said, I legitimately lost my Super Bowl ring at this event in one of the pools. They couldn't find it. We still haven't found it. All that stuff's been thrown away. So I think we can safely assume my Super Bowl ring right now is in a landfill someplace in the Cincinnati tri-state area. And I did not think that would happen.
And is everybody out there in Cincinnati, they're like, we gotta go find that ring.
I do think that would make for that's like the next national treasure.
Because if you find it, you get to go to the candy place and maybe you could get that candy place after you're done.
Did you just make Jason Kelce into Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
How awesome would it be, though, if he was Willy Wonka?
I could see that.
Or like the Willy Wonka of beer?
Yes.
Ooh, I could see that.
I would totally go to that candy place.
In the meantime, he's working on getting a replacement Super Bowl ring. But yeah, he's like, no, it's gone. I lost it at the Skyline Chili event. It's probably in a landfill.
I would jump into that river of stout beers. Oh my gosh. All I can think
of
is
just thinking now about beer Willy Wonka.
Yeah, beer Willy Wonka is the adult Willy Wonka. I love this idea. Thank you, Reggie, for that. I appreciate that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had that thought today.
Are you going to look into procuring the movie rights? You should get with Carter about that. He knows a lot about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and that lineage of stuff.
I already want to punch the fan text. I'm sorry, Kevin.
Don't punch a computer, dude.
Okay,
that's just useful advice, I think.
Okay, I'll read this on air for everyone to hear from the 817. Will you guys have the guts to call out Stephen Jones for his ridiculous branding comment last week? Nope. No, you will not. So, hey, I don't know if you missed it when it actually happened, but that is literally what we did.
How long after, though?
In the literal
in the middle of the segment.
Follow-up question to it was, you do get how when you guys talk about that, it's really agitating to fans. At which point, Stephen Jones essentially responded, that's not what I said. I said there's a lot that goes. So that happened within like 10 seconds, 5 seconds.
You can't back that up.
Yes, I can. We have the audio.
Are we going to play it for Stephen?
Now that is an interesting question. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan.